Hello, everyone. How is it going? Let me get all organized here. Let's see. Back in the window. Let me get a little bit higher here. Feeling a little low. Okay, that's better. Oh my gosh, awesome. We got people wanting to get coached. Let's do this. All right. Hey.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
What's going on? Oh, okay. There's kind of an echo, but that's okay.
Oh, maybe.
It's actually okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I am actually trying to get stopped and pulled over, so I'm not going to be driving for this entire call. I have been trying to go whole food plant-based and no oil for 2 years. And I've made it a process because I knew that if I did it overnight, that I would never be able to do it.
Right.
And so I have completely, I am completely there now. I took all of the oil out of my diet about 2 weeks ago, and I love it. My problem is I'm having a lot of drama about the volume of food that I need to eat now in order to get to my plus two.
Okay, what's the drama?
Well, when I look at it, it's a lot of food. It's a lot more than I was eating even 4 months ago. And the other problem is I've kept leveling up this change even while I'm at a stall in my scale. And so that's also compounding the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just at a loss as to what to do. Cause I'm getting hungry an hour or 2 hours after I eat.
So you're probably not really eating till you're true plus two then.
Yeah, I feel like everything is changed as far as the hunger scale, how it feels.
Everything is so confusing, right?
Yes, I know.
I'm so confused. Nothing is confusing.
I can hear the hot mess express screaming at me right now because I'm always overcomplicating things and overthinking shit. And
nothing is confusing. You eat to your plus two. Period.
Well, I think, okay, I'm trying to think through this because Leah and I talked about it this morning too. Because one of the stories I have in my head, and she pointed that out. She's like, "Oh, you were telling yourself a big story right here." Is I'm eating as much food as I did when I weighed 460 pounds. To me, what it looks like on the plate looks the same, and it's terrifying because I cannot go back there. I can't.
Okay, I want you to back up a minute and tell me why you decided to do all of this in the first place. What is your compelling reason
to do what
to plant-based, whole foods plant-based?
It helps immensely in keeping my diabetes gone.
Okay.
And I feel better when the more healthier the food is that I eat, I've noticed I feel so much better. I don't get as tired. I don't have, the up and downs of all the blood glucose crap. I don't get sleepy after I eat, And then I have ethical reasons for being a vegan, you and I just want to live longer and live better while I live longer. Like, I don't want to live till I'm 70, but be in a fucking wheelchair or a nursing home at the age of 50 to 70. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to run a damn marathon when I'm 69 if I want to.
Were you eating the same kind of food? Literally the same foods? Okay.
Of course not.
So that's part of the story.
I mean, not even close. Like, it's all fucking fast food, you know? It wasn't, it was nowhere near the same food.
Okay, so you've got a compelling reason, and you know what the purpose of the compelling reason is? For you to keep doing it, even when you feel fear, right? Even when you feel discomfort, even when you feel that is the currency to your success at this point in your journey, Christy, is for you to, you know, I always say, I doubt it, but I do it. You just got to keep doing it, even when the doubt comes in, even when the fear comes in, even when the discomfort comes in. And you got to prove to yourself and to your brain that this is the best choice for you for all the reasons that you just listed. And we know the whole gaining back all your weight is bullshit, but, you know, you've just got to prove your brain wrong about, you know, that story that it has in its head right now. And so when you look at that plate of food, or when you think about what you've eaten and the fear and the other stuff starts to come up, what are you going to say to yourself?
God, I don't know. That's the thing. I've got to figure that out.
And here's the other thing. I mean, here's just kind of the nuts and bolts of it. You're going to just see how it goes, right? I mean, you're going to assess, you know, your weight and all of that. If your weight starts to creep up, then, you know, you'll adjust, right? And you'll make new decisions at that point. So, you know, all your weight isn't coming back tomorrow. So what are you going to tell yourself when you just start to hear those, you know, thoughts and feelings come up?
I guess I could just start with, this isn't, like, even if the amount is the same, it's not the same food.
I don't even think you should say the amount is the same, because that's kind of subjective.
Yeah, and Leah pointed out to me, she's like, there's no way that if I put you on the stand, she's a lawyer.
Right.
She's like, there's no way if I put you on the stand and had you tell me exactly what you were eating when you were 460 pounds that you could tell me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's probably true.
And you also said a minute ago, it's a lot of food. Well, that's totally your opinion, totally your thought about it, right? You know,
that's true too.
Yeah. I mean, my definition of a lot of food, your definition, everybody else on this call's definition of a lot of food is totally different.
God, I didn't even.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's just food on the plate.
And I'm doing this for all those reasons you listed. For my health, I want to live longer. I want to feel good in my body. All of your ethical reasons, make a big old list, you know, keep it in your phone, keep it wherever. And when you start, I mean, I am doing what's best for me. This is my decision. I am always in control. I can always adjust as needed. Nothing is set in stone. I've made this decision and I'm going to just, you know, do it. But I want you to come up with, like, maybe come up with something, put it in the chat or put it in, you know, ask coaches maybe. And really, I mean, because I want you to have something. I want you to have a list of all your compelling reasons. But I want you to have, like, a really easy one sentence, you know, nope, brain, we're not going there. This is why we're doing this. This is why this is important to me. And just a really quick one sentence thing that you can just shut that brain down real quick. Cause you're at a point where, you know, thought work, how this works, you know, and you've just got to, and, you know, also definitely get all your thoughts and fears and all of that out onto paper too, you know, if you haven't already. But it's just, you know, you've got to practice these new thoughts, and that, you know, quiets the, your, you know, the alarm bells going off in your brain. But it just takes practice and time. But you want to have something real dialed in that you can just keep reminding yourself over and over again.
Okay. Yeah, I need to figure out what that thought will be. Well, one of the things that's going to help is quit saying that this is a lot of food.
Yeah.
You're right. That's a total, that's not the circumstance. Like, there's just the food on the plate. Like, it doesn't.
This food fuels my body. This food is the best for me right now. I mean, it could literally just be as simple as that.
Yeah.
This food is for me right now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You look worn out.
Do what?
I said you look worn out.
I am. It's been an interesting week.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, just keep working on that. Let me know somehow, some way, what you come up with. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. There's some good questions here. Tanya, you just raise your hand. There's a little raise hand button at the bottom, or where is it, y'all? And you just raise your hand to get coached. No appointment necessary today. Okay, Kathy, you're up next. Kathy G. Hello. Let me unmute you here. Hi, how are you? Oh, I can't hear you. Okay. Check out your...
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I unplugged my headphones.
Okay. Sometimes those work and sometimes they don't, so you never know.
Okay.
All right, what's up?
Well, I did a I did an Ask Coach being lonely. And I had two assignments that got sent back to me. One was to do two thought downloads. Was to do a thought download on what does lonely feel like, and the other was to do on when I'm lonely. And I did that, and on the first one, what does lonely feel like, I came up with I pulled a list out of my thought download of bored, unfulfilled, not needed, not wanted, and left out.
Yeah.
When I did the other one, what am I thinking? This one really went more into what I'm thinking about the house just being empty, because one of my kids is about to go away to college and the other one is in college. She's still living at home. But all these thoughts were about just the house being empty and me being here and how that's changing. And so I kind of got all of that done, but I don't really know what the next step with this information is.
Okay. So with the thoughts that you worked on, do those cause, so, you know, the way that the model works is that you have the circumstance, right? And so for you, it could be like, one son is in college, one son is leaving for college, you know, at this date or whatever, very factual. And then you have a thought about that. So that's the thought lesson that you did. And then thoughts create feelings. So, and you made your list of feelings. So do the thoughts that you came up with create all those feelings for you? Or do you think you need to do some more work on really finding the thoughts, either finding new thoughts or finding new feelings? Do they match up?
So on the first one where I had all these feelings, and I don't think I have all these feelings at the same time.
No, just different times.
Different times. So I did, I modeled one of those.
Okay.
And so I should go model the other feelings
Yes. So, and the way that you can do that is that you can take each one of those feelings and you can even do like a separate thought download in that. And you can ask yourself, when I feel bored, I'm thinking this. Maybe okay. think of a specific example, right? So when I'm feeling, you said, what was another feeling? You said, less than,
not needed.
Not needed. When I feel not needed, I'm thinking this. And you can write out, you know, I like to get, you know, real specific with a specific example. That would be the circumstance, right? Would be all the facts of your specific example. And then you would, you know, go down the model like that. So, yeah, I think it's like, you know, you're identifying the thoughts and the feelings, but it's just a matter now of kind of matching them up. And seeing, you know, which thoughts cause which feelings, because that's, you know, the way that the model works. But in terms of just your issue, the big picture of your issue, what you know, with the action line, what are all these feelings causing you to do?
Well, I eat extra.
Okay. Okay. So that was your, you know, so that will probably go in the action line of a lot of those models, right?
Right.
So, you know, so it's just a matter of kind of modeling all of those out and your result, you know, from your actions. It may not be just overeat. You may do other things. Do you do other things when you feel some of those feelings?
I waste a lot. I do a lot of online shopping, okay. browsing. Yeah.
I want you to get all those. You could even make another list of just your actions, right?
Where okay.
You know, it's overeating, it's online shopping. It might be, and again, that action line can be an action or an inaction. So it could be just kind of shutting down, you know, not really, you know, procrastinating on things, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's almost just like you've got this list now of all these parts of the model, and it's just a matter of kind of lining them up, and then you'll see clearly why you're really doing what you're doing.
Okay.
You know, ultimately, while you're getting, you know, and the result again down to the bottom for all the models is, you know, you might be gaining weight or not losing weight. You might be, you know, overspending and you know, buying things you don't need, other things. And so it's all about the result, right? And so all this work, you know, is the work that you need to be doing right now. But ultimately, you want to find a model that works for you and get you the result that you want.
Okay. I just needed the next steps. And that's exactly, that is very helpful. Thank you so much.
Betsy. All right. Well, you're doing the work. So keep going.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That was good, y'all. She's doing all kinds of good work. And that's for everybody, y'all. We can, if you're not real familiar with the model, or if you're having, you know, some thoughts or having some fear around the model, just start with listing, these are the thoughts that I think a lot of times. These are the feelings that I feel a lot of times that I want to change. And these are the actions. And for a lot of y'all, it will be overeating, overdrinking, overspending. And so just becoming aware of all that that's going on at first is the first step. And that has to happen first. So that's that was a great little assignment that she got from one of us. All right, Lindsay. Hello, let me unmute you here. Are you there? There you are.
I am. Can you hear me?
Hi. How are you? Yes, I can see you.
Good.
What's going on?
So I am new as of April.
Wonderful. Welcome.
I posted on the weigh-in post yesterday and I had gained 5.2 pounds and okay. Kathy suggested that I come here this morning today and visit about it.
Awesome. Okay.
I've been doing my 24-hour plans, but haven't stuck to them really much at all.
Why not?
I think because I haven't been making them realistic. Okay. I have been a dieter probably for the better part of 8 years or so. So I have a lot of other, you know, shoulds that I think I should be doing. And I've made a lot of progress up until finding PNP, which I did the groupies in March. And So I'm torn between, do I meet myself where I was 6 months ago, or do I meet myself where I think I should be at this point?
Where do you think you should be at this point?
Oh, you know, adding in veggies that I don't like, and adding some exercise that I don't like, and, you know, not eating any exceptions except for, you know, maybe.
Okay, no on all that stuff. No. Okay, where were you 6 months ago?
Not doing any exercise, not planning anything, eating like probably 3 bags of candy a week, okay, if not more.
So there's another option, right? There's another option. You can meet yourself where you are right now, here today, Saturday, April 20th at 12:21 PM. So what does that look like? What do you want that to look like? Because you don't want to live in the past and you don't want to live in the future. Right. You know, I mean, yeah, we talk about future self, but that's a little bit different, right? Mm-hmm. You want to talk, you got to meet yourself where you are in this journey with this program. I mean, that is number one. So what will that look like to you? Let's just line it all out.
I realistically, I would say an exception every day.
Okay.
But at the same time, limiting that exception to one thing and not 20 things or an unlimited amount.
Okay. So for an exception every day, totally realistic. So what would that be, for example? What's an example?
Some days it would be eating out. Mm-hmm. That's something that we do. There's some weeks where we would eat out almost every day. That's gotten a lot better because I've been meal planning. A lot of days it's an item from the bakery.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to go back and revisit that exception lesson and just be real clear on what your exception is. So how do you define an exception right now?
Junk food.
Yeah. So it is something that is like kind of not, you know, not something that you're going to want to eat all the time, but it totally looks something different for everyone. But yes, it's, you know, just something that's not usually on your food plan. But again, for you newbies, that may be something that is planned, you know, every day, even a couple times a day, if that is where you are right now and that's realistic for you. So, okay. So outside of that, so it could be a meal, it could be a snack.
Sure.
Okay.
And my problem time is always after 5 o'clock.
Okay.
I mean, I can literally be on plan 100% from the time I wake up until 5 o'clock.
Okay. So I say plan it for 5 o'clock, you know, after 5 o'clock every day, because you're eating it anyway now, right? That's the whole point of this realistic planning, is that you're eating it already. You're probably making a plan that, you know, didn't have this stuff on it after 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Put it on there, and I promise you it's like magic, but you just have to do it. But the magic is that when it is on your plan and it's in black and white in writing, it's just not near as exciting and fun as it has been in the past. And so that's your next step, is just to get it on that plan every day. For now.
And the recovery worksheets, yes. Like the first week I was doing them really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was doing them every time. And then this past week I was just kind of like, they're not really so fun.
No, they're not.
and so on those, at the bottom, it talks about, if you tried not to eat off plan, you know, sitting in discomfort and things, well, I don't even try. I just like give in.
Okay. So that's kind of the point. I mean, you know, if it's on the plan, you don't have to give in, right?
Sure.
And so that's kind of where you are, I think, now.
Okay.
You know, we'll get to just sitting with some discomfort later.
Okay.
Now, you may have some discomfort, like let's say at the beginning of the day, you know, you've planned. You know, there's going to be one day where you have a bad day or whatever it is, and you're going to have an urge for something, you know, before 5 o'clock. And that is where you practice the discomfort and sitting with the discomfort.
Sure.
And, you know that you have something planned for later in the day. Again, you can always plan to eat it or not eat it when the time comes. But that's just where you are right now, where it's like, okay, I have this to look forward to later. I'm going to practice sitting with some discomfort, you know, now, this morning, or whatever it is.
On the 24-hour plan assessment, mm-hmm. like I've been doing all the work.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So when it asks one thing that went right today, mm-hmm. like some days I literally cannot come up with anything. So like there was a day last week where I completely blew it. Like mm-hmm. The whole day last week or that day. And so like my one thing that went right was I could have easily gone out to eat for supper and I didn't. But I still didn't eat what was on my plan.
That is a perfect example.
Okay.
But here's the other thing. I mean, that day, did you get up and go to work or whatever?
Yep.
Okay. There's your thing that went right today.
Okay.
It's literally, like, it does not have to be food related. Doesn't have to be plan related. We are just getting our brains used to looking for the good stuff in our life. And if you got up and maybe actually bathed and, went to work or whatever it was, that is the purpose of that exercise.
Okay.
And the question is like, I am looking for anything right now. Okay. And some days, you will be, but I think a great, so I want some homework for you. I want you to post, are you in the Facebook group? Do you
yep.
get in there?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to post in there and say, what do other people put for that answer to that
okay.
question? Because okay. I know that would help a lot of people because people are, overthinking that, right? And they're thinking it needs to be, related to your food or whatever. And it can be anything in your life. So okay. Post it, tag me in it because I want to see it. And you'll get some really interesting answers, I bet. Because like for me, what do I say? Sometimes, sometimes it's just, I got all my water in. Sometimes it's, I took a nap today. I listened to my body and I took care of my body. Sometimes it's, I just did something I've been meaning to do, went to the post office or whatever. And so it's just totally random things. But again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is, what category it's in, as long as it is something that you think is right. And so your brain gets used to scanning your environment, looking for that stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else? Those are great questions. Great newbie questions. So,
thank you so much.
All right. I'll look for that post.
All right.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right. My friend Angela. Hey, let me unmute you. All right. Are you on there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I was crafting while I was waiting. I was painting.
Oh my gosh. Have you done anything yet? Let me see it.
Oh, I'm just painting the background.
Oh, okay.
The top.
Oh, you'll have to post in the group when you yeah. finish it.
Is it gray or purple? I'm looking at it. It's looking more lavender.
I don't see anything but really white from my okay. vantage point.
Well, so. Okay. Anyway, this is where I am. I told you, I said, I'm going to find something that Betsy can coach me on. Yes. And I'm so glad that this came on because I was doing my thought downloads and models this morning because that's my homework for the 30-day challenge was I write a positive thought every day because my brain has enough negative. I need to put more positive out in the
yes.
world.
Yes.
And to models. Where I am now, and I'm sorry for all my little newbies out there, I'm going to blow their world. I am in a spot where I'm living in between the two models.
Okay.
And I don't know how to bridge those because I've got tomorrow because it's on Easter.
Right.
I want to update everybody. My Marco Polo groups know, but I want to update everybody. I have struggled with my oldest daughter rejecting me for staying with her dad, my husband, for the, we've been married for 25 years. She felt like I chose him over them, the girls. And so she refused to talk to me. Well, I came home from camp on fire and I called her and I said, hey, I want to let you know. I said, I'm going to do everything I can to work on a relationship. And she was like, I can't accept you as long as you accept him. And I said, "Twop," and I shut her down really quick. And I said, we can't compare apples to oranges. Mm-hmm. We're talking about two separate relationships. My relationship as a mother-daughter and my relationship to him as a wife is two different relationships. And right now I'm going to focus on our relationship as mother and daughter. And guess what? She agreed.
Okay. But here's the thing, though. She didn't have to agree, right?
Did not have to agree. And then we even texted several times after that. All this week we've texted. Mm-hmm. And she even told me she loved me.
Okay.
So that is how thought work works. When you do the work.
Right.
And you put yourself out there. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But anyway,
but it always works because you can always have your relationship with your daughter in your mind, right? And so, and only you can be in that result line. So, you know, her saying yes, her texting you, that's all icing on the cake, right? But you,
with no expectations.
Okay, good.
Very low. And I didn't, you know, bawl and squall and cry and beg and all the things that I've done in the past. I was just very factual. And I think when I stripped all that down, I think that's where the difference lies.
Right, right.
But why I'm on here is literally about living in between the model. Model is, let me get my notes, is on Easter.
Okay.
You know, Easter's tomorrow. And I was always the mom that made Easter baskets even when my girls are 25, 20, and 19. And I made them Easter baskets every year even when they were grown. I made my son-in-law an Easter basket because it was kind of the thing that brought me joy in my life. So Easter, I won't have my family together. I won't have my girls and won't have my whole family present. I feel sad. My action will isn't sit around and I feel bad about myself. My result is I overeat and I feel sorry for myself the whole day. Where I want to be is Easter. This year is just different. Be glad. And my action is enjoy the reason for the holiday is, you know, Jesus, and not the family time. And then my result is I keep moving forward in my journey because I know I have a long way to go in this journey. But I feel like I know I'm not there yet. Right. I know that it is going to be sad because I'm not going to have that family time. I won't see any of my girls for Easter. You know, Sierra's still, my oldest daughter's still not ready. To do that. We're still working on that, but we're working. And that's the key. We're journeying. Mm-hmm. My middle daughter is in a foreign country, so can't see her. And then my youngest daughter is in school 3 hours north of me.
Okay.
So not going to happen. I'm not going to see my girls for Easter.
Okay. So here's the deal. Okay. Here's the deal. So yeah. So you're not ready to move to glad, happy, hunky-dory, you are still in sad. You are still in that sad model, and that is totally okay, right?
Yeah.
But I want your thoughts that create sad to be something where you're just, like, accepting sadness. And, you know, and yes, I mean, you're not going to have your girls physically there with you. You do miss, and you will miss them.
Yeah.
And that could just be the model. It could just be my girls won't be with me this year and I will miss them. And that creates a feeling of sad. But here's the thing that's going to change. What's your action going to be when you feel sad? Because we know it's totally normal and totally, I mean, when you don't have family with you at a holiday, when you're used to that, totally normal, Angela, right? You feel sad.
Yeah.
And so what's your action going to be in that
moment? I don't want it to be sit around and feel sorry for myself because that's what I usually do. I don't want to pout, basically. And that's where I'm afraid of going tomorrow. I don't want to sit and pout.
Okay, so I want you to visualize because, you know, at camp we talked about visualizing, right? And visualizing that and feeling that feeling. I want you to, you know, after this call, I want you to sit there and do that exercise that we did where you gin up that sadness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you think, my girls aren't with me this year. I will miss them. That is, you know, And something like that thought, right? That creates sadness. And so feel that sadness and then visualize being sad tomorrow. But instead of pouting, instead of, you know, moping around, what's it going to be? What's going to be your action?
Maybe I can throw myself into, like, I've got a lot of these projects I want to create. So maybe I can.
That's trying to get away from the sadness. I want you to feel sad. What do you do when you feel sad? You going to cry?
I'll cry for sure. Yeah, I'll cry.
And that's okay, right? You're going to cry. You're going to
shed so many tears.
But these tears are coming from a place of true, like, from choice, right? Yeah. From your control. Yeah. From I'm choosing to think that I miss them. I'm choosing to feel sad right now. And here's the other thing. You can have some other models going on too. But I just want you to own this one. I want you to own it and not resisting it, because I think you resist crying, you resist feeling this stuff when it's totally normal to feel sad and cry.
Yeah.
Assign yourself a specific time to kind of like the worry bucket, right? For you, it's the sadness bucket. And you just get to choose a time, like first thing in the morning when you're doing your writing and all that. Okay, I'm going to choose right now to feel the sadness and not resist it. It may come up again later, and that's okay. But I'm giving this time for me right now to own my emotions and to feel what I choose to feel. And to cry if I want to think about memories from past Easters. And, you know, and miss them and truly miss them and be okay with that.
Yeah. So you don't think that I need to like try to embrace the sadness?
Yes.
And then do I give myself a time limit? And then after that, it's like, okay, let's go.
Well, it's okay, let's go, because I've allowed this. And then then that's where you work your other models, where you're like, okay, I've allowed myself to feel sad. How else do I want to feel today? You know, when I do have the Easter celebrations and stuff, I'm going to focus on feeling that at this other time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like just because you accept the sadness that you got to feel it all the time, all day long, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
And so, I mean, and again, it's just, but it's also just allowing it, even when it kind of sneaks up on you, and just be okay and be like, yes, my girls aren't here. I miss them. I'm going to cry a little bit right now. And I don't care who else is around. I mean, I'm owning my emotions right now, and that's what I'm choosing to do. And if people can have opinions about it, people can say stuff to me, people can judge me all they want, because they're doing it anyway. So, but that's what it takes before you can even move forward into another model, right? You got to own the one you are right now.
Okay.
So I want you to schedule your sadness in the morning, and then you could even schedule it as several times throughout the day and just take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
And then again, decide how you want to show up the rest of the day as well.
Okay.
Okay. So that's where you are. And it's, you know, it's not like it's, you know, fun and games here, but this is what it takes to move forward. You're really mourning, you know, this is a mourning process for you.
And yeah.
That's where you are right now. And that's totally okay.
Yeah. But it's better than it was.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're always like working on improving it's not better than it was because you were bad before, right?
Oh yeah.
It's just, you're just evolving and growing and working on stuff and moving forward and figuring it out. Okay.
Yeah.
You are. You're doing great. All right. Keep me posted on how it goes tomorrow.
Okay. Right, thank you.
Bye. Okay. Making notes here. All right, Joanne, you're up next. Hello? Joanne, are you there? Hello? I see a picture of your sweet kids there with a birthday cake, but no Joanne. Yvette, yes. If you raise your hand, I will bring you on screen with me. If you want to just ask a question, you can do that in the Q&A box, and I will answer that at the end of the call. All right, Joanne, I'm not hearing you or seeing you, so I'm going to take you back to attendee and check on your settings and stuff in Zoom. Okay, Michelle. Hi. I love y'all rushing around like you hear your name. You're like, oh, my God, I got to go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you and see you.
So. Wonderful.
Yes. What's up?
Well, I had actually posted my steps and my start and stop yesterday. And Kathy suggested that I come on and get a little coaching and counseling. Good. With regard to binge eating.
Okay. So what's going on there?
Well, it's usually in the evening, on the 8 o'clock one. So that I think is the typical time, although it can happen at other times, even during the workday as well.
Yeah. So kind of give me an example of kind of what maybe a typical experience. There may not be a typical experience, but just kind of what you know right now about kind of what is happening.
Well, I can do really well with making my 24-hour plan, doing all of that, you know, that type of thing, and even staying on the plan for the most part during the day after dinner. But then after that is when I usually have the collapse and I'm, you know, completely off plan, just out of control. And it can happen just like pretty much every day. It can happen even if I have eaten on plan through an event and done really well at the event. But then when I get home, that's when everything just breaks down, basically.
So have you been doing any recovery worksheets?
Yes, I have been doing them each time, the recovery worksheets. And, you know, so obviously my, you know, weight loss is not happening yet because so
what,
I'm not.
What are you learning from those worksheets? Kind of what do you think is going on in your mind when you choose to eat, around that time?
I think I'm trying not to have anything going on in my mind. I think that I am actually just trying to block everything out. And even though I've, you know, gone, listened to the whole no BS and gone through everything, filled out every sheet in it, it's like I don't, at that point, I don't stop. I don't have that trigger in place to sit with the urge to not react. And that's where I don't know, I'm missing that particular key. I don't know how to get that.
Right, right. Getting it is just doing it. And I'm, they joke with me because they call me kind of the action coach where I just say, just do it. But that is really what it takes because I have been through this myself. I'm, you know, I'm still working on it all the time. And when you allow yourself to sit with an urge and even, you know, with binge eaters, it can even feel just like an overpowering urge, right? Where it's not just maybe a, but it doesn't even matter, right? It doesn't even, it's just an urge, just like anything else. Just like any, you know, any other. And, you literally just have to sit with it, and kind of the experience I talk about doing it, kind of one that I sat with a few weeks ago, was that I was on the couch in my living room, and here's the thing, like, you're totally aware that you're trying to shut something down, right? Like, you're trying to cover up and not feel something. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that feeling is that you're trying to cover up with food?
I think it can be different things. So I have had some where, it was anxiety. You know, I attended an event. I have a lot of them. And so I refused to allow myself to feel it, during the event. And then when I got home, I realized that I didn't really process how I was really feeling. So I'm still going to refuse to do that. And instead, right, I'm just going to eat it away, right, until, you know,
That's the whole thing. That's white knuckling, right? You are white knuckling through the event. And I want you to go back. So the taking control module 5 is, the module on specifically on overeating. And so there's a specific module in there called, white knuckling versus allowing urges. And this is exactly what we're talking about. And so what you did during that event, you weren't managing your mind, you know, you weren't, you were just kind of fighting yourself, and we call that white knuckling. And that's actually in the recovery worksheet, we talk about white knuckling, and y'all new folks have had a lot of questions about that. So it's really when you're resisting, you know, feeling whatever you're feeling, but you're still trying to not eat over it. And it's just exhausting because you have to use a lot of willpower to do that. And we have a finite amount of willpower. We don't have just unlimited willpower. So that's what you were kind of doing through that event. And so then when you got home, you were, you know, just so kind of mentally exhausted with all the white knuckling that you just gave in, you know, to the food. And so what I'm talking about is allowing an urge. And what that means simply is that you allow yourself to feel whatever feeling you are avoiding. And so if for you, if it's anxiety, I was talking about being in my living room, and the feeling that I was feeling was, I don't even remember the exact one, but one that's common for me is self-doubt. And so I was sitting on my couch, something happened. I started feeling, you know, thinking, oh, I'll never figure this out. I'm not good enough. I feel self-doubt. And then I immediately think, I don't want to be feeling this. This is too uncomfortable for me. This is too much for me. I'm going to eat, you know, I want to eat something to cover it up. That is really the, you know, and you can just fill in your thought and your feeling there, whatever it is. And so I decided I was gonna, at some point I realized, oh, okay, I've got an urge, right? And, I decided I was going to just glue myself to this couch. My husband and I were sitting and watching TV. He had no clue what was going on, you know, in my mind. Bless his heart. He is, you know, a guy, and just, he was probably thinking about, you know, hunting or whatever he likes to do. But I had all this going on inside my mind. And I said, I am just going to glue myself to this couch. I can sit here. I know that I can sit here and watch, you know, and just stare at the TV. And because, or what an urge is that I like to see it like a wave where it washes over you and then it goes back out into the ocean. You know, it always has a beginning and an end. And I just said, I am going to sit here because I know that this urge will not last forever. And I know that I can handle it. I know that I can do it. And so I just allowed my brain to go crazy. I allowed myself to feel all of the feels and think all the thoughts. And during that time is when you can journal if you want to, if you're able to, or you just really get all that stuff out onto paper and really see it in black and white and see that it, you know, a lot of times it's thoughts that are not true. You know, it's thoughts that you're just used to thinking that are lies to yourself. You've just been lying to yourself for so long. And it's just become a habit that's been, been reinforced over and over again. And so, I just let myself just process it. And eventually I kind of, you know, was watching something on TV and I just kind of got a little distracted and realized, wait a minute, I am not totally focused on this urge anymore. I think that it is going back out into the, you know, it's washed over me now and it's gone back into the ocean. And so it's just a matter of kind of waiting it out sometime. And when I say waiting it out, I don't mean, oh my gosh, okay, I don't want to do this. Oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. It's literally, it's like I breathed. I did some deep breathing during that time, like with meditation. You could even actually meditate. But I just breathed through it and I let myself just feel everything. And when you can do that, and again, it may just be like a process, right? Where you just kind of start and say, I'm going to give it, you know, 30 seconds or a minute and then reassess. And you may still end up eating afterwards. And that's not a failure because you've done some practicing and allowed yourself to sit with some discomfort. And then you just gradually work on practicing more and more and get better and better at it. But, you know, it's always a practice. It's always a work in progress.
Let me ask you, been through, like I said, I did all the NoVS and worksheets, and I was starting on the no sugar, no flour. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know, since I've only been in the tribe, you know, I'm an April baby, if it was too soon to try to do that. And the reason it interested me is because it was talking about the sugar addiction and the, you know, those kind of things. And I feel that, and I'm, you know, I've had struggles actually losing weight in the past, even when I follow things rigidly. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking it might be a good thing to look at, but I didn't know if it was too soon to
I think it's too soon. I think it's too soon because you're just trying to like remove the urge, right? You're trying to just remove the temptation there. And that's not doing the work. You know, you've got to actually do this work of allowing the urge and just choosing not to eat the sugar or whatever it is. I mean, that before you can, because no sugar, no flour is more for, it is not a weight loss tool. It is a health, like it is a tool for better health. I actually went no sugar, no flour because I was having low blood sugar issues and I was getting hungry really quickly and all this kind of stuff. I did it for health reasons. I wanted to feel better in my body. It is not the, you know, the magic pill or the fifth basic or the be all end all to weight loss or to losing weight. You really need to be in a different mental place to choose to do that. You are at a place where, you know, you just have to have that on, you know, I want you to actually put these foods on your plan because you're not making a realistic plan right now if those foods are not on your plan for 8 o'clock or whatever. Because have you been planning them?
Not for the most part. Sometimes they're on there, but not in the quantity okay. that I eat them.
So I want you to put the quantity that you eat them. I mean, realistic means realistic. And that means, you know, we're not talking about weight loss right now necessarily. And I think that's important for everyone to know because, you know, weight loss is the ultimate goal, right? Is the ultimate result that we want. But we have to do this other work ahead of time where we allow ourselves to have it on the plan and we choose to eat it or not in the moment. But when it is on the plan, it is a totally different experience than eating it when it's not on the plan. And it's just this, you know, secret, even kind of exciting thing sometimes, right? And you're kind of being rebellious and that kind of stuff. But when it's on the plan and you see it there in black and white, then you really can make a conscious decision on whether you are going to eat it or not. And it is just a decision. It's not a right or wrong decision. It is just a choice. So that is your first step is to get it on the plan and then decide if you're going to eat it or not when the time comes and also processing those urges. And so, that's where your work is right now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked. Thank you so much.
Yes, this was really good. So, so just keep doing your work and go back through that taking control module again. you know, as many times as you need to, because you're always in a different place. You always hear something new and something different.
Okay, I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let me get you. Okay. Angela. We have another Angela. Hello, there you are.
Hello.
Good Hi. Day. How are you? Yes. I've coached you before, haven't I?
Yes, good. And yeah. You gave me a shout out at camp from my two best girlfriends that were there, Betsy and Sarah.
Awesome.
And you
were like,
and you said, get on a call. So here I am on a call. So last time I talked to Kathy, I was talking about sort of negative self-talk. And then when the girls came back from camp, we have started as a group posting our daily plans, our daily assessments, and our recovery sheets. And it's been amazing. Like this week, I felt so confident and happy and in control, even when I've had to do recovery worksheets.
Right.
And then today, for like no apparent reason, I'm not sad, I'm not mad. I was in a really great mood today. I've kind of gone into this, like I've had meat sticks and I've had a cupcake and I don't know why. And like, and is it, am I creating drama for myself? Cause I'm so used to having it. And now that I've had a week without it.
Could be.
Is that a thing? I don't.
That's a thing. That, yeah, that, I think that can be, I mean, I think, you know, anything can be a thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, if our brain wants to, you know, our brain is constantly kind of scanning, like, yeah, like you haven't really, you know, excited that part of your brain in a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's like thinking, wait a minute, something's gone wrong here. We're like super bored up here, just, you know, sitting here being a brain. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's looking for some excitement and some, you know, and to go back to what it was used to doing for so long. You know, it always wants to maintain this homeostasis. And so it's been uncomfortable for, you know, for a week or so where you've been doing something different and it gets tired of working on something new. And so that's totally normal. Just totally normal. Probably started with a very kind of innocent, you know, thought, right? Of, you know, we've done so well this week. Let's just have a little something. Or what do you think it could be?
Well, this morning, like I had my coffee and I started to have my breakfast, my planned breakfast, which was cottage cheese and blueberries, which is my favorite mm-hmm. sort of breakfast. Right. And I had a few bites and I was like, oh, I'm not really hungry. So that's okay. So I just put it back in the fridge and I went out and I was doing my errands and, you know, I went and got my taxes done, didn't get screwed too hard. So that was nice. And I was in the car and I was like, oh, I'm really hungry. I'll just have whatever was in the grocery bag. Like, I think it was like a pepperoni stick because I had bought them for my husband for breakfast Caesars or Bloody Marys, I guess is what you guys have. And so I had one of those and next thing I knew I had another one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 40 minutes later on my way home from my errands, I had another one and then I got home and I had a cupcake and I was like, what? I just didn't kind of, and I mean, the cupcake was on my plan
mm-hmm.
because I had one in the fridge. I knew I wanted it. I put it on my plan today so I could have it. So, I mean, the cupcake, I guess, isn't really a big deal.
No, I mean, it's on your plan.
It was on the plan.
You're right back on plan, right? You're right back on plan as of right now, right?
Yeah. But I didn't understand like the stupid little eating in the car. Which is something.
There was literally like a split second for you when you got in the car from doing your taxes, and it was probably just a totally unconscious. I mean, it was totally unconscious, right? And that's the whole purpose of the recovery worksheet is to really dig into, you know, what it could be. But here's the thing: it's not some deep, dark, I'm broken kind of, you know, thought. It's probably like, gosh, I've been, you know, it's probably just a combination of something like, gosh, I've been doing so good, you know, I didn't eat when I wasn't hungry this morning and then I've been so productive today and I didn't got my taxes, you know, I didn't have to pay as much and, you know, gosh, we could celebrate a little bit. And, you know, none of this is like conscious you know, none of this is conscious, and this is like a split second, and your, you know, and your hand is in the bag. It all happens in a split second. But that's the whole point of having the plan and having it be in the forefront of your mind, so that you are more conscious, and so that you can recognize those kind of thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it's just a process, right? So you've got to kind of identify what might be happening and just guess. I mean, you know, you may never know exactly what it was that led you to, you know, put your hand in that bag. But it's just a matter of the learning experience could just be, you know what, I really need to, you know, to just kind of remind myself of, you know, of my commitment more often, or to just become more aware of my thoughts. And like, I'm right where I need to be right now. I'm just working on my awareness. And, you know, this is what I can learn from this experience. And so it's not a, you know, it's not a failure. It's not a screw up. It's just, you're living life, living and learning.
Well, and I think too, like, as I've been doing my TDLs the last mm-hmm. few months, a little bit more consistently, mm-hmm. I'm kind of realizing it isn't some big, deep, dark reason that I'm overweight. It's just more so I still don't know why I am, but I know it's not some big savage underlying reason. Like, I listened to some of these wonderful women on here and I think, God damn, if that was me, yeah, I mm-hmm. can totally see it. But the more I look at myself, there's really no reason for me to be in this place.
It's literally just a habit that you have reinforced for years and years and years. And it's just like, the food is good. I want to keep eating. I don't want to stop. Fuck it, you know, whatever the, you know, things that you say.
Yep.
It's just like when you say, you know, fuck it, and you feel, you know, kind of the thinking about the model, right? Like, you know, fuck it, and you feel justified for whatever reason, and then you eat. I mean, it's that cycle over and over again that's just been reinforced and over again. And it can just be as simple as that. And so now it's just a matter of interrupting that pattern. And, but I mean, the reality is that, you know, you've reinforced this other thing for so long. So it's going to take some time and some practice to, you know, to work on this new habit, to build this new neural pathway in your brain, because it's so used to going this way. I like to think of it like a corn maze, where this corn maze, you know, this path in the corn maze is well worn and, you know, it's totally clear. And this other one, you've got to cut down all the corn. You got to, you know, smooth everything out. And so it's just a process. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the good news is that as you keep practicing, you know, as you get better at it, you know, momentum starts to build, motivation starts to build. You start seeing results because you're losing weight. And so all of that helps you, you know, clear out that new path. And so, but it's just a matter of, you know, you're going to go down the easier path sometimes. And mm-hmm. that's where your learning experiences are, like today. And so that's, you know, that's another kind of tool. You can see that learning experience as another set of scissors or whatever for your corn maze, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's, so it's just, that's the process that you're going through right now.
Yeah, I guess I'm really starting to realize, you know, like we said, fucking focused, you know, staying. Yeah, there you go. Saying focused isn't the be all end all. And it's okay to have these little slip ups and stuff like that. But it's also,
I mean, focused is like, you know, it's a living thing. It's like, you know, it has its ups and its downs and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so it's not like you get to a point where you're just fucking focused one day and you're done, you know, and it's mm-hmm. done and it's, you know, it takes work, but it's the best work that you'll do, you know, that you'll ever do.
Yeah. So, like, I think I just need to stop manufacturing drama and mm-hmm. being needing a reason for things and just mm-hmm. letting it kind of ride. And
because when you just sit in that confusion of like, gosh, I don't know why I'm doing this over and over again, when you really, truly, if you had to guess, if someone had a gun to your head, you would probably be able to say, you know what, it's just because I like the taste of food as mm-hmm. opposed to feeling my feelings. You know, I mean, yeah. It could just be something as simple as that. And you just don't overthink it and just say, okay, you know, but the last thing I wanted to say was that's the whole point of the recovery. Like, you cannot waste, you know, a experience like you had today with the pepperoni sticks. I mean, like those, you can't waste any of those experiences, because you've got to learn from them, and you've got to, that's the only way you're going to grow. So our brain wants to just say, oh, those are over with, we're back on plan, you know, we're good to go. But that's why you still got to do that recovery worksheet as soon as you can, so that you can learn from it. And it's, well, it's a gift. Those experiences are gifts. Those worksheets are gifts to you.
Well, and a big shout out to my Fab 40s girls that were at camp, because, you know, they came back drinking the Corinne Kool-Aid, right? And they've been so much of a positive reinforcement all week. And, you know, we've all been doing, you know, recovery worksheets and sharing them with each other and mm-hmm. stuff like that, which we weren't doing before. And I mean, I don't know if that'll continue long term, but for now it's really working. And it's definitely been a week of me realizing that there isn't a big deep dark reason. It's right. just right. do the work, stay fucking focused, do the work.
Yeah. All right, you're doing great.
Thank you so much.
All right, talk okay. to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, yep, she's my fucking focused gal that I coached a while back. That's her feeling. She wants to feel all the time. All right, Patty. I think it's Patty. Yes. Let me look in the, okay. Make sure there's not anything in the chat. Time is flying by like it always does. There you are. Hey, let me unmute you. Okay. Are you there?
Good morning. I didn't expect to be on, so I'm like working and stuff. Can you hear me?
Right. Yes, you're good. What's up?
I'm a newbie. Been working hard on doing the 24-hour plan and all of that, and have done really well. I feel very focused and determined. However, I did my first recovery worksheet today, and I've encountered mind talk, and I haven't had a chance to go through all the modules yet or go out there and look. So I thought I'm doing the shortcut here and okay. seeing, is there like a worksheet we can do for mind talk?
Well, I would just suggest that you kind of jump over to Fat Girl Thinking. Saying Goodbye to Fat Girl Thinking is the module. But tell me what happened. Tell me your, what happened today, and we'll kind of talk through it.
Well, it was yesterday. I was trying to help a friend, through some things that brought up just some, you know, old BS that drags around with you. And I became emotional, and then I found myself, sitting in my chair eating. Now, my mind talk was, you're eating healthy things. But reality was, what I was eating was not on my plan. And I was eating it straight from the bag. Mm-hmm. So two things that, you know, I really have been focusing on not doing.
Right.
And so I thought, well, I know that we all battle with this. So I thought, well, if there was like a worksheet more than just the recovery worksheet mm-hmm. that I needed to be maybe thinking about, because I'm sure I'll be encountered with this again.
So what would you want this worksheet to do for you? Or what would you want to learn from this other worksheet?
I think I would just want to learn like red flag, mm-hmm. the second the justification comes up.
So that is really the recovery. I mean, like, that's every recovery worksheet that you do, right? And
is
like
that what that is?
Yes, okay. That's what that is. And for you, it's probably a matter, like you're talking about red flags. I want you to go back. You just done one, right? So I want you to keep doing them, because right. then you have the data.
My first one.
What'd you say?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was my first one. I kind of had been avoiding them. I kind of would justify my little, you know, mm-hmm. slips mm-hmm. and be like, oh, I don't need to do that. But this one was really like in your face. So
yeah. So you just got it. You got to
just suck it up.
get a collection of all these recovery worksheets. One gal at camp one year said she lost 90 pounds and she's done over 200 recovery worksheets. So this is not a one-time thing, or this is not a weekly thing. This could even be multiple times a day thing. And that is what it takes for her, that's what it took for her to lose 90 pounds. And so, yeah, so that is, you know, the work. We're kind of talking about the work here. That seems to be the theme. But it is filling those things out when you don't want to and writing in, and you start to see the same things over and over again. You start to find, you know, these red flags you're talking about, you start to see these common themes. And that is what it takes, because you're just raising your awareness and you're starting to see patterns and you're starting to see like, oh, I was feeling this, you know, and I didn't want to feel it. And so I ate. And so, and it usually it's very similar feelings. For me, it's things like self-doubt, overwhelm, confusion, you know, but for others, it can be sadness or anxiety or whatever it is. And so, but you know, you've just got to do the work and see what you need to work on and what you need to practice feeling instead of eating over it. Before, but you're just not there yet. And so I, you know, you're just kind of in a hurry to, you know, to fix it, but it has to start with the awareness, right? It has to start with the awareness. Yeah. And then the other thing is the other key before you can get to fix it is that you can't beat yourself up over it. And you can't think that you're doing something wrong, that right. you're doing, that you're bad, that you've got to think this is the currency, like all these recovery worksheets is the money that you're paying Corinne to help you to lose weight. And that's what it takes,
right,
to get to, you know, to get there. Great. And so, but you can, you know, yeah, you can definitely go and revisit and visit those future modules, but I almost don't want you to. I almost don't want, you're not there yet. You're just working on the awareness right now.
Well, and I admit I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I admit I don't want to. I really like the pace I'm going because it fits me.
Yes.
And so what I find, I go back and actually start at the beginning. I've done that like 4 or 5 times already.
Right.
Gone back and right. started from the beginning.
Yes.
Just because I really want this to be concrete.
Yes.
So
you are doing that's it good. Right.
I know I'm doing what I need to do then.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You are doing it right. And I think
Thank you so much.
Others need to hear that, like, it doesn't take just one time, right? You're always at a different place.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to reinforce all this stuff that you're learning. And so there's no timeline. There's no deadline for this. It is just at your own pace. So that's awesome, Patty.
My speed's going to be different from everybody else's.
Exactly. Everyone has their own pace and their own journey.
Okay. Well, that must have been my other mind talk going on as I was doing the recovery sheet is that, oh, there's another worksheet you have to do. So we're all good.
Nope. It's just that recovery worksheet. That is the most powerful thing that, you know, tool that we have in the tribe for sure is that worksheet. It's the game changer. Great. So just keep doing them. Keep learning from them.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Later. Bye. All right. Katie. It's a good commercial for the recovery worksheets. Hello. There you are.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, sorry. I am an April baby, so I just started. I was a groupie prior to that, so I've been doing pretty well. I've lost 45. I'm trying to get out of the sun. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I've lost 45 pounds since January.
Awesome.
But the biggest thing I've been doing, recovery work started, and all of them have said, it's like when I'm extremely hungry is when I overeat. I have no problem staying on plan, but it's like if something happens, like the kids have a sport and we don't eat till 8:30 at night and I'm starving, that's when I overeat.
Okay. So why do you let yourself get so hungry?
Our life is really crazy. So I'll forget to eat or I just don't have time. We have 8 kids. We live on a farm. we homeschool. I literally have like zero time to feed myself. And so then when I have to wait for dinner, because if I eat, then I have to feed everybody a snack. And so then I, you know, we wait until dinner. Most of the time it's fine, but on the nights where it's like ballet or football or something.
Okay. So you're, I'm hearing a lot of excuses, right? I'm hearing a lot of excuses because we all got stuff going on, right? I'm in my Corinne mode right now. I can get a little like more like Corinne. Of course, that's why all y'all joined, right? Because she can get up your ass about stuff. So, everybody's got their stuff, right? What's so hard about grabbing a serving of nuts, you know, or whatever in your purse on the way to ballet?
I mean, I could do that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, if you need to go into the bathroom or like hide somewhere and eat them, you know, you can do that, right? But it's easier for you to make excuses and not do it. You're making it real hard.
Yeah. And sometimes I do have that stuff. It's just on some occasions is when it happens. But most of the time I try to have stuff planned.
And here's the thing. Set an alarm on your phone, right? We have all this technology available to us. You can set an alarm on your phone and to, you know, at different times during the day and say, okay, when this goes off, I'm going to assess my hunger and see where I am. You know, if you have, because you have all this stuff going on. So just kind of set up some little reminders, some little check-ins during the day and just assess and say, okay, am I okay till dinner? Or do I think I need to, you know, to have something in the next, you know, couple of hours or whatever. So it's all about just kind of playing with that and assessing your hunger and just starting to really pay more attention.
Okay. So then the other thing is the email we got today about next week for the hunger challenge or whatever that is.
Yes.
One of them was let yourself get to a negative eat normally. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do that.
So there's your challenge right there.
I'm going to have to work.
Yeah, you can do that challenge. I want you to do that challenge every day. Forget the other challenges. For you, that is the one where you get to -4 and you practice like, I mean, I'm pretty hungry. I'm probably at a -3 right now. And so I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm not going to die or get pregnant. You know, you've got 8 kids, so you might have to, you might have to watch out for that.
I might get pregnant.
But I'm not going to die or get pregnant. I'm sitting here. There's no drama here. There's no drama going on. I will eat when I get off this call in, you know, 45 minutes. It's not a huge deal. And so, but that has come with practice, you know, but it's just, yeah. So I want you to really only, well, you can do all the other ones too, but I just want you to really focus on that day and really be aware of what thoughts you have come up. When you are getting to that -4, but then the really good exercise for you will be to still only eat to your +2, right? Because hunger is not an emergency. Hunger doesn't mean, you know, even though you get to -4, that doesn't mean that you eat any more food. You only still eat to your +2. And so it's not an emergency. It's not dramatic. It's just what happens sometimes when you have when you're living life, right? And doing life.
And I think I should probably just slow down, because a lot of times I'll still take like only one plate of food, but I'll eat all of it because I don't even realize I'm full because I ate it so fast.
Yeah. You're scarfing it down and just not even, and you know, and for you, that's going to take practice too, because you probably have some other things going on around you while you're eating. And so it's just a matter of kind of, I was talking about these little check-ins, and that for you may be like where you just stop at half of your plate. I mean, you can still make the same plate, but you just commit to, okay, when I have half done, I'm going to stop and reassess and see how I feel and maybe give myself 3 or 4 minutes and then decide if I want to eat more at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
on a regular mealtime, like not perfect. Then I do typically, I can stop at half with no issues. It's just Yeah, definitely something I have to work on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, no time is different. Even if you have other things going on, it may be, you know, where you just have to work a little bit harder to, you know, to assess your hunger, but you can always do it because it's always, you know, your choice. No one is, you know, taking your stomach away or taking your brain away, right? You've always got that with you. And so you can just decide that you're going to commit to this and assessing your hunger when you need to and eating when you need to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
I don't think so.
All right. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. This is a good question. All right. Bye. Okay. That was good. Trying to make notes. Okay. Yvette, you're up next. Let's see. I know you, let's see. Oh my goodness, y'all. There's a pretty big, line here. I'm just going to keep going though. See how many I can get through. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So I'm having a huge startup issue. So I did the tribe for a while and then I joined in April and I'm just not doing the program, right? Like I am super smart, super motivated, super amazing person. And so clearly there's no logic, there's no inability to do the program. Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, there's been things in my life that I've wanted to change and, you know, personal development is huge. And so I've made commitments. So I have a track record of committing to big things, getting excited, going all in. And, you know, so I think I started saying, okay, Yvette, okay. So just to go back a little bit, I've been gaining weight since, well, really for 2 years, but really, it started getting bad in August. I broke up with someone who was not a good person to be with, and I was eating more, and I knew that that was the reason. And I was like, look, well, you could do what you used to do, which is clamp down on the eating, but right now, what you need to do is get better at your feelings. So sometimes, like when I want to make a change, I'll say it's okay to do something. So for example, for health reasons, I stopped. I don't eat a lot of sugar and carbs, and you know, so if I'm doing that for the first time, or if I went off track and I'm going back, I'll say, well, you can eat a lot more fat, whether it's coconut oil or almonds, because that helps reduce the sugar cravings because something's more important. So last fall, like August-ish, I was like, okay, we don't love that we're eating a lot, but what we do need is to really stop this pattern of having not healthy people in your life and not wanting to sit with your feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, great, consequence. And then I guess something happened where I didn't even realize, like, oh my God, this actually became a 2 month, an 8 month. First, it was like, oh, it's just a couple months. And I'm kind of being like, okay, you want to eat better. This doesn't make any sense. But I was like, so we're really going to, and then I think I got off of it and I was doing all these good things. And then I was like, we're really going to test you. So I bought all these nuts and all this like sugar-free ice cream because I can't eat sugar. And I was like, it was crazy. I put the things I thought would be most challenging in my environment. And I was like, oh, if you can handle that, then you're good. And so obviously what happened, well, not obviously, but what happened was, and then I like gained 10, I think it was over a month, I think I gained like 20 pounds. And then it was like, before I did these two not good experiments, gaining a little weight, but it was like, you know, not a big deal. And it was basically just a plateau. And then these crazy experiments end up then moving the needle. And so now, whereas it used to be super easy to get back to maybe where I was in August, now my body and myself is at a new plateau. And then I found PNP. I love the messaging, what Corinne is saying. It's all about mindset. I got it. And then I also started going to Eating Disorders Anonymous, which was helpful. And I've done other, like I did, you know, adult children dysfunctional families, and I like a couple years ago, and I really went into it. Like I went from once a week to four times a week, and I just got so much value. And here I am. I have the EDA community. I don't always go. Sometimes it's just because, you know, I feel like you can only spend so much time around sick people. Like some of it is a value, and some of it's like, ooh, now they bring me down to them. But consist. I mean, I have resources, right? I have this. I have the EDA book that I can point at right there that I only read 10 pages of. And so I'm just trying to get past this barrier. And I know part of it is also I'm building the business I've always wanted to. Mm-hmm. And it's generally going really well. Apparently I'm born to sell, which I didn't know. It's going really well. It's challenging. It takes up a lot of time. And then I have this condition called fibromyalgia, and that's exhausting. But I've also got to a point now where I have a pretty good balance in my life. Like, I know how much sleep I need, and I get it. A little sleep can be hard. You know, like, it's like, I almost feel like I've had all these challenges and I've been taking them off like an onion. Mm-hmm. And so this should actually be an easier time to do this.
No,
but
not, I mean, that no. doesn't really help you, right? That saying that to yourself doesn't help you.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's the thing. We all got this stuff going on, right? But you've got these four basics. And they're not hard, right? I mean, you know, yeah, they can be hard sometimes. But, I mean, you've got four basics, right? Our program is not hard to understand. And you know what's involved. So what is it? Why?
That's what I'm looking for. Because, no, the program is not hard. The program is also good. Mm-hmm. So, like.
So what is happening when you sit down to do your plan, when you start to drink your water or whatever, what is happening there?
It's something different every time. So first it was, I printed everything out, and then I didn't like the layout of the worksheet, so I half did it, but then I created a new layout and then I did it. Great. And then it was like, oh, I like to have it do this on paper, not on computer. And then my printer broke.
Okay, so you're making it real, you're making excuses, and you're making it really complicated. And when you just have to decide when your brain goes to, well, your brain is looking for excuses not to do it. And so you just have to shut those down and say, no, we're doing this. It's four basics and we're doing this. No more. We're not printing anything else out. We're not punching any more holes. We're doing it.
But I'm just not. You're completely right. And if you were my client and I was selling you a service that I sell, I would be saying the same thing. I would actually make you get the sheet of paper and do it so you can practice it. But I'm not what you said is factual and it's still here.
Okay. So what do you tell your customers when they say
something I said? I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Well, I would go through this. Honestly, at some point, if they really, really struggle, mm-hmm. I would just say we need to build the habit of muscle memory, and then I'll make them do something.
Right.
While they're on the call with me, because at the end of the day, everything is habit and everything is muscle memory. And so the only
How about just picking one of the it. Basics? How about just picking one of the basics to focus on at first?
I would like to do the plan because it's so valuable, because I think I'll get from the plan is I'm not just like reacting to my emotions. I'm thoughtful. Like one woman earlier you talked to, the one who said she starts eating at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. and you were like, you just don't want to feel. And that's spot on for me. And that's the other thing that happened this fall is I sometimes would watch TV for hours just to not feel. And so I got rid of all television. And I did eat more in response to that. But the point was,
feel?
I just wanted
did
to stop
feel?
Tuning out.
But did you feel? Or did you just transfer your thing to something else?
That's a great question. I didn't feel completely, but I think what actually ended up happening is, I guess, because I actually just started living life. Like, to be honest, I forgot that I even did this. And my life has changed so much that I thought about it yesterday because I was trying to avoid feeling something. But I was like, you know what? I can't even remember when I did it because my life has changed so much. I just live more life. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just took that time and I didn't plan anything for it. I just now took that time and I reuse it for things that I like. So that was the outcome that came from it, is I just love my life more. And it's phenomenal.
Okay. So here's your homework. 30 days of plans and assessments.
Okay. What's the assessment again?
That's the other page in the plan. So like you make your plan and then the assessment.
Oh, then the page when you talk about how it went. Okay. Yeah.
So 30 days. Are you in the Facebook group? Do you get in there?
You mean the tribe one or the groupie one?
The tribe one.
I just requested it today. So I think you guys will probably add me later or something.
Okay. get out of the groupie one, because don't try to do both. You're done with groupies for a while, or at least turn off your notifications. I mean, you don't have to leave the group, but just turn off your notifications, focus on the tribe group. And I want you to make a post in there and say, Betsy told you, I love your face. Betsy told me I'm making 30 days of plans and assessments. And I am going to, you don't have to post them, but every day I want you to comment and say, okay, 1 out of 30, 2 out of 30, 3 out of 30.
I'm laughing because, one, you went to the heart of one of the, probably the best thing you could have asked me to do, knowing my personality. So thank you for you're that. Welcome. And that's exciting.
Okay. You say you're motivated and you say you want to do this. And
I do.
So let's do it.
Yes.
So there's no excuses. There's no more talking about it. There's no more talking about the past. You told me, you told me all about the past, right?
Yes, I did.
And this is it. This is where the work begins right now.
Yes. And that's another, I will be posting. And that's another thing you've said to someone, and I know that I do it too. It's like, sometimes I'll be like, well, what did you do last year or 2 years ago when you had a child? I was like, first of all, my memory is not that good. Second of all, who the fuck cares? I'm a different person now.
Who cares? I don't want
to. So I really need to be very like, I am who I am now.
Yes.
And I just need to start from who I am.
Yes. Because I let you talk a lot about your past, right? But Corinne probably wouldn't have. She would have cut you off a long time ago. So it doesn't matter what happened in the past. All that matters is today and moving forward.
Yeah.
30 days.
Let me ask,
30 days.
Ask you one more thing. So when you have these feelings that you don't want to feel, and you need to feel them because that's what it means to be human.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll journal. If I want to cry, I'll be like, cry. And I'm practicing the habit of, every feeling will last for X amount of time and then it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to remember it's not going to be forever. So, and sometimes it's kind of like you spend an hour avoiding it or hours avoiding it. And then you cry for 15 minutes and I'm like, or 10. And I'm like, I'm done crying. And I'm kind of shocked. I'm like, oh, all I had, like, literally it was like, I was avoiding you all day. And it was like, 5 minutes. And so like that happened like this week, Sunday. And I was just like, oh, I'm going to cry some more. And I was like, no, I ain't got no more fucking tears. Like I'm done. Like I literally just cried for like 10 minutes and then I was done. So how do I really want to lean into that more and just be like, look, this feeling is fun. It's not just like, let it.
Yeah. Just do more of exactly what you talked about. Do more of that. Just do more of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, it can be crying. It can be journaling. It can be just breathing through it, meditating, whatever. But feeling is like why we're here on this earth. And, all of us do it in a different way. And actually we do that exercise at camp where we sit and like we generate a feeling. And so we think about how it like feels in our body. If we have like, an upset stomach, if we have a knot in our throat or whatever. And that's feeling. And a feeling is just vibrations in our body. And, we just allow those. And if we did more of that, then all of us would weigh a lot less. So that's all it is. And it's not going to hurt us. It's not going to kill us. And, it like honors your experience. I think, it honors our, our human experience. So, just keep doing more of that.
So thank you. I love that. I'm going to write that down. Honoring my human experience.
Yeah.
That's a great way to think about it. And also it's just helpful to realize that I think I was looking for a shortcut unconsciously. Like you're like, just do more of what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it's just, it's
there's no magic, there's no fifth basic, right? There's no magic. There's no magic pill, but doing it is the magic, right? Doing it when you don't want to and doing it when you have every excuse in the book not to, that is where the magic happens.
Okay, so 30 days, post in the group, honor my feelings, and I'm doing it. And it's just sometimes feels like ass, to use Corinne's words.
Yep.
And it's like everything you do it more, and then it's less uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's life.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. This was good. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Andrea. kind of make note that Yvette's doing her 30 days. All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. A little anxious. I don't love public speaking.
Well, this is good practice. Okay.
So I have just started and I'm a little inconsistent on my 24-hour planning. Mm-hmm. I guess my biggest question is should I be doing recovery sheets when I'm not doing them?
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes I just write the day and skip to the next page when I'm feeling like I have all these deadlines and I was feeling rushed, like I
That's why we have that 2-minute one, right? That 2-minute recovery, that, so no excuses. Yeah, you don't have an excuse. Yeah. Because I was just saying, you know, and that's really been like a common theme for today has just been like the recovery worksheet is where it's at. That is where you really figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just kind of felt like I was having a mental block, like, I'll get to it next.
Totally normal. Yes. That is exactly what your brain is going to want to say. Like, oh, we don't have time for this right now. Let's just move on. It'll be okay. You know? Yes. You and every other member. Yes. Totally normal. Yeah.
Very good.
You're not going to want to do it and you do it anyway.
Okay. And at some point, do you ever in the process feel like it's such a routine you don't feel like, oh my gosh, I have so many other deadlines. I'll get to it, but not today.
No, here's what happens. You quit. You get tired of filling them out. And so you don't overeat anymore.
Okay.
That's what happens is like, no, I do not want to see this. I don't want to fill out this same worksheet and say the exact same thing over and over again. Okay. I'm actually, you know, you start to recognize these patterns. You will start to see these, you know, I was saying that a member who lost 90 pounds, she had like 200 recovery worksheets, you know, over the time that she had lost weight. Mm-hmm. And she saw the same feelings and the same thoughts over and over again. And yeah, eventually you're like, okay, I think I know what's going on here. And I'd rather just go ahead and think this stuff, feel this stuff and let it pass and not eat over it because I don't have time. I'm busy living life, working, whatever. I don't have time to fill out these worksheets anymore. So that's what will happen. You know, that's what will happen to the people that lose weight with us. Now, the other people who quit filling it out and quit, you know, they don't lose weight and then they're gone. So I want you to be in this category over here.
I do too.
You were just eventually not filling them out because you don't have to fill them out because you figured out what's going on and you know that food isn't going to solve it.
Okay.
Yeah. So great question. That's the answer. So thanks. Nothing, you know, magic, just, keep doing them.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right. I thought that was you, Ivy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I didn't think I'd get on a call today, so I'm excited to see you.
Yes. What's up?
Part of my brain wants to tell you like my whole backstory, and I don't want to bore you with that. But I am struggling so much with basically binging eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined last May and mm-hmm. I had like every month I had a call with Corinne for like 4 months mm-hmm. and every month it's the same theme. It's binge eating for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've just been too ashamed to get on a call again mm-hmm. because I feel like I'm just struggling with the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And, I told you I was an SCS in 2017 and I lost, I was 50 pounds down
mm-hmm.
and I did no sugar, no flour, for weight loss and for health reasons
mm-hmm.
and was doing intermittent fasting. And then I joined, let's see, then last year,
There you go.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a whole bunch of health issues. So I got diagnosed with Raynaud's syndrome and I had a breast tumor removed. And, then I got a diagnosis that they think I have an autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis. So my antibodies are through the roof. So they keep telling me I'm going to get diagnosed with it, but I'm trying not to. So all the more reason not to do sugar and flour. And I've let like all these health issues kind of be an excuse, I think, for not doing the work. And then this year I recommitted. So January I decided I'm going to lose a pound a week until April camp. And I did, I met my goal and came back from camp and I had been like, I had like a 2.5 day binge. I've met like 7 pounds and I'm just, I don't know what to do with myself. I feel like I've up leveled and I've done so many things and improved my life in so many ways. And the same story that I hear everyone else say, like, I'm so much better than I used to be. And I can say that in so many areas of my life, but I have not been able to figure out how to stop binging. And I think I'm better than before. I can nip them in the bud shorter and they're not as frequent.
Yeah. So that's where you are right now.
Okay.
That's where you're working right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look, I mean, this is a time where you can look back and say, okay, this is where I've come from. This is where I am. And I'm still working on it. But I also want you to kind of think, you know, if I ask you, let's say you're never going to stop binging.
I've thought about that too, that maybe just that'll be a part of my life. I think you've said it, and I think Corinne said it, that maybe just part of being like listening to Kathy's thing on being a normal eater. I want to get that book too on how to be a normal eater. So I've been, and in my group at camp was telling me, stop thinking about being binging, like get your focus off binging and try and focus on being a normal eater. And that maybe part of that will include the occasional binge.
Right. So what comes up for you when I say that, like, okay, so you're going to binge every once in a while.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. But right now what's happening, I'm sorry, I'm losing power on my phone.
Okay.
But, what's happening right now is, you know, I do really well. Like I'll go weeks without a binge and I do no sugar, no flour. I quit artificial sweeteners. I don't drink alcohol. I quit coffee. I do intermittent fasting and I feel fantastic. Like I feel like I can do that forever and I've got this and I feel totally fine. And then, you know, life will happen and I'll get too stressed and too tired and then a binge will start and soon as I get off plan, it's like, oh, F it. And then it just rolls into the next thing and the next thing. And then my weight goes up by a lot, like having all that sugar and flour, the off plan things. I know it's water retention. My weight goes up and it comes back down again.
But I want you to focus on like, what was different about this last binge or that happened right after camp that is a level up for you from the past compared to the past?
How is it a level up?
I can think of one.
What's that?
You got on this call to talk about it, work on it with me, right?
Yes.
Are you back on plan now?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe in the past, it might've lasted longer, right?
Yeah. So I just feel like.
You're trying to make binges a big deal, right? Yeah. You want to make them a big deal. And this is work that I've done too, where, you know, we try to make the, you know, like, oh, I'll never figure this out. I'm just broken, whatever. That's responding to, you know, that part of our brain that, you know, is not around to help us. It's just, okay, so this is, what can I learn from this? What is my 1% better that I did this time for you? It's you reached out and you keep moving forward. And now obviously you do your work around it, right? You do your recovery worksheets, you figure out what feelings you're trying to cover up and you're trying to buffer with and keep going.
I feel like I'm missing something.
Well, that is like the worst thought ever.
I feel like, you know, I
because you want them day. Because you're because you're thinking that they shouldn't be happening.
Right. Yeah.
And so I must be missing something because this shouldn't be happening anymore.
Yeah.
And that is just your thought about a very neutral circumstance of a binge.
Yeah.
What if you didn't even call it a binge anymore?
Yeah. So to call them like an overeat.
Yeah. No, call it an overeat. You can call it a pink bunny. You can call it whatever you want. Right. I mean, yeah. Really practice. And this is some work that I'm doing right now is how, I mean, what is something I see as totally neutral that I have absolutely no drama about? And I think that's what I'm going to start calling these things, you know, and just really practice. I think that's where a lot of your work is to practice seeing them as just totally neutral. Choices, you can just call them choices because that's all it is just you're just making choices.
Yes, but they're bad choices.
I see, and that is your thought.
They're
about
crappy choices.
And the whole thing is, and again, this is the work that I'm doing, like how can something be neutral but me not want to do it anymore? You know, me not want to, you know, to do, you know, to eliminate them from my life. Well,
right.
I don't, you know, I don't choose to, you know, I don't know. I've been working on this. Like, this is just real time me working on this where it's just like, what is something totally neutral that I just don't choose to do? Like, and I would ask you that.
So is what you're saying is to be able to work on the binges, I can't think of them negatively anymore.
Correct.
Like I have to get to a neutral place before I can eliminate them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because you're just
I have been working on that. Like yeah. I just tell myself that it's just, this is a deeply ingrained habit that I've had since childhood. And
I don't even know if that really helps you all that much because that makes it seem really hard.
Okay.
It's just something I choose to do every once in a while.
Just something I do every once in a while.
Because I don't want to feel my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to keep working on feeling my feelings instead.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep going. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can really, and that's where when you really see it factually, like listing the food, writing the food down in black and white, literally yep. the like amounts and just be as specific as you can.
Yep.
That can really help. Okay. Yeah,
I do that. I do the 2-minute recovery sheet. Like I do mm-hmm. one every other day, basically on like on everything.
And that's what it takes right now.
Yeah.
You're just in the middle of the work.
Yeah. It's just taking a really long time.
What if it took your whole life?
I hate that question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to. I want to be done with this issue. I just feel like I'm working on it for so long.
Then make different choices.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm, you know, easier, you know, I was going to say yeah. easier said than done, but that's a thought yeah. too, right?
Right.
But if you really just boil it down to that's what it takes, then that can help you be like, okay, well, I'm just, you know, life is just a series of choices every day.
Yeah.
And just take the drama out of it.
Okay. Take the drama out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So am I going to feel or am I going to eat?
Right.
I mean, it comes down to that. And feeling, you know, we practice feeling at camp, you know, where it's just like, yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, but, and you know, we might cry, heaven forbid, you know, and then it's done and yeah. we didn't eat over it.
Yeah.
We can handle anything. We can handle anything.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to keep proving that to ourselves over and over again. Okay.
Thank you, Betsy.
All right. I'll talk You're to you awesome. Later. Okay.
You Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Christy, I think. Let's see. Hi.
Hi, Betsy.
How are you?
Good. This is
it Christy?
On the call. It is Christy.
Okay. All right. What's up?
Okay. So I hit my first goal weight a few weeks ago.
And I am kind of sort of deciding if I want to keep going, lose a little bit more. I think I do. In my past, I had lost about 107 pounds with Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the course of, you know, years, gained like 70 of it back. And anyway, so I'm at my goal weight. And when I hit it, I sort of had this panic, like, that it was going to go away. Mm-hmm. Because when I hit it the first time,
it did go away.
It did. Yes. Like, I held it for, like, you know, 6 weeks, like you're supposed to give it a lifetime. And then, yeah, I just was like, ooh, I'm so glad.
I hate that freaking lifetime thing. I just hate that whole lifetime thing.
Yeah, it's awful. And so I think in my mind that I felt like, because that's what happened in the past, mm-hmm, that when I hit my goal weight this time, it's like, okay, now it's going to go away, you know? And then I,
because that's the only thing that's ever happened, right?
So I feel like my brain, exactly. And I feel like my brain is now like self-sabotaging me to like, mm-hmm, overeat, because I'm doing overeats now, and mm-hmm, that's unusual for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to really understand how to stop it. Like, I think I know that's what's happening, but I don't know how to stop it.
If you had to guess, how would you stop it?
Well, I've been like, I did a lot of work this morning on like action steps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many of the calls today have been relatable to, I'm like, oh, I did that yesterday. Oh, I did that, you know? So I'm like, so one of the things is, you know, going back to what I used to do in the beginning of like, as soon as I sat down with my plate, I would kind of portion off a little section of it, yeah, as sort of a visual reminder to just stop and check, because, yeah, I'm really bad. A couple callers ago, you said she just plows through, the one with, yeah, the 8 kids. I was like, that's so me. Like, I just fix my plate, and I've gotten so complacent with like, oh, I know this is how much I eat, so I just eat it all. Like, I don't even stop and check anymore. Like, I just eat it. And so I've been trying to think of like, should I just go back to that? And then I feel like mentally, I feel like, oh God, you're going back to stuff you were doing in the beginning. You should be over that. Like, I feel bad about that I have to go back and do that again.
Mm-hmm. But those are all your thoughts, right? You're having thoughts like, you know, I'm going to gain the weight back, but I shouldn't have to go back to what I'm, yeah, doing. You know, it's like it's all these contrasting thoughts. And I want you to just,
yeah,
you started the process, right? Where it's like, okay, what was working for me before? That's what I want you to focus on.
Yeah.
I want you to make a list of everything. Okay. So how much weight have you lost, like, with us since you've been doing the four basics?
42 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you know what works, right? You know what you need to do. So those are all the actions. There's, yeah, nothing more to figure out. There's nothing more to think about. You're wanting to be, you know, your mind wants to be confused about it because it can't imagine that it could possibly be this simple to just go back to the four basics. But that's it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote in my journal this morning. That's exactly what I wrote in my journal. I'm like, because in my head, when I hit my goal weight, I was like so petrified that it was going to go away, mm-hmm, that I immediately went to, okay, now we have to start restricting to keep, right, it. Like, we have, right, to do crazy stuff, you know, right, like.
And that's totally normal. That's totally a normal thing.
The scale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like the last 2 weeks, I've had 2 weeks of gains. Like, mm-hmm, I'm up like 4 pounds. So I'm, mm-hmm, not even at my goal weight anymore. I'm above it by like, mm-hmm, 3 pounds. So it's like, I feel like, and I am the world's best justifier. Like, I swear to you, I should have been like a lawyer. I could have gotten off Charles Manson, I think. I mean, I'm so wicked good at like making things square up in my mind.
Yeah.
And I know I do it because I don't want to admit failure. So I just justify it so it's not a failure. Like, it's, mm-hmm, like, well, you know, like last night I had to overeat with pizza. I have a pizza plan. Like, I started at 5 slices of pizza and I have worked my way down to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But last night, I ate 5 pieces of pizza,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I was justifying like, oh, well, you were really hungry because you only ate a small salad for lunch. Like, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. But I never even stopped to check to see. And then, yeah, as soon as I'm done eating it, I'm like, well, you know, the scale's going to be up. So then I didn't even weigh this morning because I didn't want to see it. And then I'm mad at myself about that because I'm like, well, you should be able to face what you did, you know? It's like this stupid mental.
You've been so busy. Like it's the weekend. I want you to enjoy your weekend. You've been so busy up in your head, right? All weekend.
I know. And I don't have any room for it right now.
Right.
I have teenagers at my house because I've got kids visiting and.
Okay. So you don't have any time for this. You don't have any time for this. So it's all about four basics, four basics, four basics.
Yeah.
And when your brain wants to try to justify other stuff, then just shut it down and say, no, we're not. No, I lost 42 pounds on this. I know what I'm doing, brain. Thank you for your suggestion. But we are doing the four basics because we know it works.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. And here's the last thing. It's totally normal for your brain to be doing that because you think something's going wrong. You think that, you know, that you shouldn't feel like you should get to your goal weight and it should just be poof, you know, be easy.
Yeah.
But you don't have any past experience to go on that this, you know, that this will work. And so now you're like, okay, I've got to think something different, right? I've got to decide that this, it's going to work this time. I know I can do these four basics for the rest of my life. And so I've just got to prove my brain, my brain wrong every day by just doing the four basics anyway, because I know it works and I know it will keep my weight off.
Okay. So let me, yes, 100%. So can I ask, like, cause I think this started when I got on the scale, like probably 8 days ago and I was up like a pound and a half and it starts this kind of like, see, there you go. You're gaining it back. Like I'm losing my grip, you know, like, so can you help me with like, what is a thought that I can have? Because my weight fluctuates really a lot with my cycle. I'm very like, I've studied my weight patterns and written them down enough and tracked my cycle enough to know that when I'm in the middle of my cycle, like ovulation time, my weight always goes up a couple pounds. And I know in my brain that I usually dump it after like 3 or 4 days. I'll have this big drop. And I've heard Corinne say a million times, you know, don't give up right before you're about to have a big drop, you know, coming. But then I had a couple of days where it's just still kept creeping up and I'm like, okay, where's the dump? Where's the dump? I'm waiting. And I just think that started all of it.
So that like probably is where it started
around the scale.
That's probably totally where it started. And then it just built and like, I think about chains, right? It's just like that was the beginning chain. And then it went and just kept going further and further.
And then my brain is like, see, here it's going, you're gaining your weight back. So now let's eat five pieces of pizza because you might as well.
You're going to gain it anyway. You thought true over and over again by eating and gaining the weight back.
And I'm so mad because I feel like, you know, that, like when I'm saying it out loud to you, I feel so stupid because
Well, first off, don't feel stupid. Feel totally normal, just like every other person, you know, on the planet. That is the thing. It's like you're judging yourself. You're thinking you're some sort of unicorn and you shouldn't be having this brain that does this. But it's totally normal, but you're resisting it. You know, you're resisting and you're thinking that something has gone wrong. So are you doing the Hello Scale worksheet when you weigh?
No, not anymore.
You've got
because to. Because I've got it. I don't need to.
No, apparently you don't, right?
I know, right? Exactly.
So I want you to do it at least once a week, if not more. If you're weighing more often and you got a lot of drama around the scale, I want you to do it every day or however often you weigh, because that's where you're going to find the thought of, you know, what you need in terms of the scale. It's just data. My favorite thought for the scale right now is I look at it and go, isn't that interesting? And then, you know, I let my brain go to how it might be interesting. Like, okay, I wonder what that's about. But you know, that may get your brain going too much. You know, that may not be good for you, but it's just like, it's just data. Okay. Noted.
Yeah.
I'm still going to keep doing the basics. None of that's going to change.
So I don't do the Hello Scale worksheet, but I track my weight on a little calendar. As soon as I weigh, I write it down. And sometimes I write little comments. Like I'll write, didn't go to the bathroom before you weighed, or, you know, just so I kind of know, like. And then for the first couple of days, I did write some positive thoughts. Like I was like, okay, that's interesting. Like, you know, did you eat something salty last night? You know, like, or where are you in your cycle? Or, you know, I would write kind of things. I'm telling you, Betsy, by the fourth day, I was just writing WTF, !! Like, I just gave up.
So your homework is to write a note next to your weight every day that has nothing to do, that is positive, that has that is neutral, you know, that is a neutral thought, like, it's just data, you know, but it has to be like positive or neutral, right? Where okay. It's just, you know, thank you for your input, piece of metal that sits on my bathroom floor. You know, okay. That's, I'm talking like totally neutral. And so, right. Or like, or this is interesting, or, you know, something like that where it is just okay. I mean, and it can be okay. You know, something that is not going to gin up all this drama for you.
Because you think that's what's causing me to do the overeats is that yep. I'm building the drama from the scale and then just carry
you just told me that's what it was. And that, yes, that's exactly what it was. That was the first chain in the link to this, okay. For this process.
Because I want to believe, I understand, I hear what you're saying, but I want to believe that it's because when you hit your goal weight, you just automatically start gaining weight. That's what I want to believe.
Do you really want to believe it?
No, I'm just saying that's what I think is happening in my mind. I think I just think, you know, well, this is just what happens.
But I also want you to zoom out at this point. Like, you're really zooming in on the number on the scale, right? But you have done so much work. You have gotten, you know, you have met your goal weight. I want you to zoom out and say, okay, so there's this number on the scale. It's going to move around a little bit, so I'm not freaking out. But then, like, yeah. What... So, okay. So what's left in life? I've accomplished this goal and, you know, is my life better? If so, how? If not, you know, I'm going to explore that and figure out because, you know, when you get for a lot of folks, and it happened to me too, when you get to your goal weight, you think that everything is just going to fall into place and everything's going to be perfect and all your problems will be solved and all that kind of stuff. And so no, that's where you can kind of move away from the scale and say, okay, what do I really want for my life now?
Yeah. No, I think you're right because I listened to a call with Corinne and she was talking to a lady and her kids had just all moved out of the house and she was super mom, you know, and so then her kids were gone and she kind of didn't know what was next. Like mm-hmm. She didn't know what to do. And I think I have a little bit of that. And honestly, because I mean, since I hit my goal weight in 2006 with Weight Watchers, and I've been gaining and trying to lose since then.
So let's say your weight right now, whatever it is, let's say you developed some sort of condition where you couldn't gain anything or lose anything for the rest of your life. You're literally going to say this weight. Now what?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is your life without focusing on the scale? Where is your life? What are you spending your time on? What is important to you? What are you doing on a daily basis?
That's saying, where, like, write down those things that that are not weight related that I want to do, like what I want to work on next.
Yes, because you got this thing nailed. As long as you keep doing these four basics, you got this thing nailed down. Now, now life can continue in other areas. And what's really important? You know,
okay.
I mean, obviously we want to feel good and look good and all that kind of stuff, but it's like, okay, what's on to the next thing to, you know, to focus on and to improve on in my life.
And that's so weird because I mean, I bet a lot of ladies feel like that. Once you get there, it's like, it's so weird to not have that be who I am.
But it's so exciting, right? It's like it's a good thing. It's like, okay, I've got this figured out. How awesome am I? And now it's time to move on to something else. And, you know, and yeah, it's going to feel weird, but that's okay, right? Because you've been focusing on it for so long.
Yeah.
And your whole life just opens up to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where you are. You're at, and it's all good stuff, you know?
Yeah. So work on my thoughts around the scale, put some happy thoughts down, and then think about what else I have going on in my life besides weight loss.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, awesome. Betsy. All right. Okay, talk to you later. Easter. You too. Bye. Okay, Michelle, I'll get you on here real quick, and then we'll be done. Are you there? Hello? I think this is a record, y'all, number of people that I've coached. Michelle, are you there? Going once, going twice. All right, Michelle, I'm not hearing you. Check your settings on Zoom and stuff. Okay, I'm going to answer, go through and see if I can answer just a few of these questions. Any of these that you want help with, Tanya, Kathy, Andrea, I think I coached you. Tanya, you have a bunch of questions. Please go to Ask Coaches. And post your question, because that is where we will answer it. Thank you, Amber. I'm an ass kicking specialist. That's my job description. Colleen asks, where can we find the schedule of these office hours? I can't stay, but would love to mark these in my calendar. So that's a good question. That good question to answer here for everyone is go to pnptribe.com. And the front page of pnptribe.com, you scroll down a little bit and you will see a calendar of everything we've got going on for the month. But it's only just for April, because we don't set the next month until the 25th of the previous month. So you will see everything going on in April. And then under that, it will tell you kind of how to schedule calls, how office hours works, which is what this is, and all of that. So that's something good for all of y'all to learn. But any of you all that posted questions here, just copy them over into Ask Coaches. And that is at pnptribe.com. You go up to Get Coached and we will answer your question there. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Talk to you later. Bye.